Morris, the good commodity.
Nice. From my daughter, this I let you know. That for this 12 months, you will not undertake a married life. Her reason to herself is only known, which from her by no means can I get.
May we not get access to her, my lord?
Faith, by no means. She has so strictly tied her to her chamber that 'tis impossible. One 12 moons more, she'll wear Diana's livery. This by the eye of Cynthia has she vowed, and on her virgin honor will not break it.
Loath to bid farewell, we take our leaves.
So they are well dispatched. Now to my daughter's letter. She tells me here she'll wed the stranger knight, or never more to view nor dame all right.
It is well, mistress, your choice agrees with mine. I like that well.
Nay, how absolute she's in, not minding whether I dislike or no.
Well, I do commend her choice, and will no longer have it to be delayed.
Solitary comes, I must assemble it.
All fortune to the good Simonides.
To you as much. Sir, I'm beholden to you for your sweet music this last night. I do protest my ears were never better fed with such delightful, pleasing harmony.
Your grace's pleasure to commend, not my desert.
Sir, you are music's master.
The worst of all his scholars, my guru.
Let me ask you one thing. What do you think of my daughter, sir?
A most virtuous princess.
Now, she is fair, too, is she not?
It was a fair day in summer. Wondrous fair.
Sir, my daughter thinks very well of you. Aye, so well that you must be her master and she will be your scholar. Therefore, look to it.
I'm unworthy for her schoolmaster.
She thinks not so. Peruse this writing else.
What's here? A letter. She loves the Knight of Tyre. It is the king's subtlety. To have my life. Oh, seek not to entrap me, gracious lord. A stranger and distressed gentleman, but never aim so high to love your daughter, but bent all offices to honor her.
Thou hast bewitched my daughter, and thou art a villain.
By the gods, I'm not. Never did thought of mine levy offense, nor never did my actions yet commence a deed might gain her love or your displeasure.
Traitor!
Thou liest!
Traitor!
Aye, traitor. Even in his throat the let me the king that calls me traitor, I return the lie.
Now, by the gods, I do applaud his courage.
My actions are as noble as my thoughts, but never relished of a base descent. I came unto your court for honor's cause, and not to be a rebel to her state. And he that otherwise accounts of me, this sword shall prove he's honor's enemy.
No. Here comes my daughter. She can witness.
Then as you are as virtuous as fair, resolve your angry father. If my tongue did e'er solicit, or my hand subscribe to any syllable that made love to you.
Why, sir, say if you had. Who takes offense, that would make me glad.
Yea, mistress, are you so peremptory?
I'm glad on with all my heart. I'll tame you, I'll bring you in subjection.
Will you, not having my consent, bestow your love and your affections upon a stranger?
Who, for aught I know, may be, nor can I think the country as great in blood as I myself.
Therefore, hear you, mistress. Either bring your will to mine, and you, sir, hear you. Either be ruled by me, or I'll make you man and wife.
Nay, come, your hands and lips must see the two, and being joined, I'll thus your hopes destroy, and for further grief, God give you joy. What are you both pleased?
If you love me, sir.
Even as my life, my blood that fosters it.
What, you both agreed?
Yes.
If it please your majesty.
Oh, it pleaseth me so well that I will see you wed.
And then with what haste you can, get you to bed.